right, our next presentation is an examination of biostimulant properties of commonly available soil amendments on fresh and sterile media. The presenter is going to be Alexander Duffy.
Thanks, Sean. Hello, everyone. I'd like to thank you for taking time to come out and speak, or listen to me speak. Today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about my grad work through Rutgers University and my company, Aquatrols. So to give you a brief introduction, I'm a plant and soil scientist for Aquatrols Corporation. For about 60 years, we've produced surfactants and wetting agents. Traditionally, we have only looked at the soil physical properties. So our research approach has been rooted in contact angle, capillary rise, infiltration rate, water drop penetration tests, as well as some soil chemistry in how the wetting agents affect nutrient processing through the soil. However, I really wanted to take a look at how these products and how our products especially are affecting the phytobiome. And this all came out of, as we were doing work in our greenhouse trying to screen new products, we were really having trouble replicating some treatment effects that we were seeing in the field. And we were using a pretty much mined sand that was collected and relatively sterile. So part of our hypothesis in this project was that maybe the phytobiome seen in the field was having some effect on the turf outside of these traditional soil physical or chemical properties. So I guess why is this important? We've heard a lot of talks today. The biological and phytobiome component of the soil has a lot of benefits in nutrient cycling. They really help the movement and exchange of inorganic matter. They're also very, very important in symbiosis. So ECTO and Arbuscular Mycorrhizal Association is really popular, is really prominent in, I think it's 85% of species. And so the fungi really helps in nutrient uptake. And then building suppressive soils and disease building a healthier, more biodiversity helps sustain a healthier soil by suppressing disease. So our basic objectives of this study were to elucidate some of the effects of surfactant and soil amendments on physical, chemical, and biological mechanisms and see if there was a plant species dependence. Today I'm just presenting on the turf. We did this on several other species as well. And then to determine the best evaluative techniques for measuring these product effects. So part of this was also to do a whole bunch of evaluations and figure out how to best screen for future products. So our materials and methods, for the purposes of today, I'm going to present on three treatments. Aquatrols Chemistry Dispatch, which is a surfactant. Aquaplex Amino, which is an amino acid-based product that has a little bit of surfactant in it. And Farmira Turf, which is a fermented bovine fecal slurry. And it smells as lovely as it sounds. We tested it in perennial ryegrass. And in order to isolate the phytobiome, we collected a Duffield silt loam from Penn State University that was growing continuous turf. And we took half of it and we microwave sterilized it so that we can really isolate the effects of the phytobiome in the soil. Then we put the soil in at field bulk density in 10-inch PVC pots. We seeded according to a recommended rate for the perennial ryegrass for the variety. And then we placed the pots in a growth chamber under ideal conditions. Because we really wanted the ideal conditions because we wanted to see if we could see the treatment effects we saw in the field despite perfect conditions. And then we allowed the perennial ryegrass to establish for 2 weeks before treatment. So we sampled a whole bunch of parameters. We sampled biweekly. We did clippings weight and percent cover, as well as water infiltration rate, and it was the equivalent of 1 inch of rainfall. At harvest, I think it was, yes, it was 14 weeks after planting, we did root biomass, shoot biomass, total biomass, and root to shoot ratio to see if how the products were affecting the total plant. We then sampled and did total soil microbial biomass via fumigation extraction. We stained the roots for mycorrhizal colonization and association, and in that we evaluated arbuscular mycorrhizal association, presence of fungal hyphae, as well as length. And then we evaluated some soil nitrogen, inorganic, total inorganic, ammonium as well as nitrate. And we really were interested in ammonium because the bovine fecal slurry has a pretty fair amount of ammonium in it. We wanted to see how that was moving through the soil. So results in discussion. So this slide, you can see, if I do this, control and treated, and this is 14 days after the first treatment. And I used the Aquaflex Amino as our example, but we saw very similar treatment effects in both the Dispatch and the Fermira turf. Visually, they looked very similar. And this was actually surprising considering the Aquaflex Amino contained a fair amount of nitrogen as well as calcium. And we did not fertilize this at all because the soil contained enough residual nitrogen that it wasn't recommended. And so to go through, these are three picture dates where we saw visual differences treated and control. Now, it's interesting once you compare these results to the sterile soil, because while the fresh soil produced treatment results, the sterile soil did not. The sterile soil did produce significantly more biomass initially, especially in the 14, especially at 1 month after treatment. And I think we got a little bit of residual nutrient release when we sterilized the soil, but there was no visual treatment differences across any of the biostimulant or surfactant products. And you can see that's really relevant here if you look at, especially at the 28 days after treatment. These are very, very similar. And these are similar, and you can see the visual treatment results. Now, when you look at the clipping weight data, when we ran the statistics, we ran it to repeated measures in OVA, and then we graphed the data. And we saw between the three different products, there was a treatment, a time, and a treatment by time interaction. And you can see that above ground biomass production was affected differently through the three different treatments. And it's especially present in the Fermira turf, where we got a second biomass production 14 days after the second one, where we saw a constant decline in biomass production in both the Aquaflex Amino and the Dispatch treated turf. And we saw consistent and non-significant results in the sterile soil. And that's what this graph represents. This graph here represents the total and dry plant biomass in the fresh and sterile soil. And as you can see, there was, if you look at the axis here, there was about 35% more above-ground biomass production in the sterile soil. However, it was consistent between treatments. While compared to the fresh soil, we saw a statistically significant treatment effect in all of the different treatments. And just to highlight throughout the next slides, the blue is the control, the red is the surfactant, the green is the Aquaflex Amino, and the blue is the Fermira turf. There was another interesting graph when we looked at how fast water was infiltrating through the soil. And we saw a significant decrease in infiltration rate in the surfactant-treated soil in the fresh soil compared to the other treatments. And I think that there was little effect in the sterility treatment because we may have degraded the soil a little bit, the soil structure a little bit when we sterilized it. However, it is really, and this is, it is statistically significant in the fresh soil. So results. There were statistically significant treatment results were observed in the fresh and sterile soil. So this suggests that the soil biological component does play an active role in the plant responses and that the phytobiome has some kind of mediation role. There was also a treatment by time interaction. This suggests that there are different mechanisms at play as to how these are, and these all need to be further evaluated. And the water infiltration rate was significantly increased in the Dispatch, but this was probably mostly due to the intrinsic chemical nature of a soil surfactant because that's what it's designed to do. So in conclusion, amino acids, soil surfactants, and the fecal slurry all had positive above-ground biomass production. There was visual health benefits observed in all three products tested, and the soil surfactant positively influenced water infiltration rates. I really appreciate your time, and I'd like to thank my advisor, John Dighton, and our Director of Research and Development, Yuta, for helping me with this study. Is there any questions?
Let's talk to questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.